The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to continue to shine a spotlight on the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. I didn't make it out there this year. Hopefully, I'll be back in full force for 2016, but the 2015 show had a remarkable number of world debuts and cool vehicles, and James Bell, the head of consumer affairs for General Motors, is standing by, waiting to tell us all about the important announcements from General Motors. Coming up a little later on in this hour, Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com is going to be telling us about three forgotten muscle cars. Telephone-wise, here's the number, here's the way to get a hold of us in all 50 states around North America. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. And if you're listening on GCN Live in another part of the world, you can actually log on to my website, autoworldradio.com, and you'll see our international callers line, and we'll put you guys at the top of the list. Again, the telephone number is 855-660-4261. Well, as the Randy Newman song goes, I love L.A., and I definitely do love L.A. I've spent a lot of time there working for Motor Trend for more than 10 years. We were kind of very fortunate to be located in a, kind of the high-rent district, let's put it that way. The Peterson Museum it was very close to us, and our Peterson building was just on the cusp of Beverly Hills. So for a lot of years, I used to go back and forth between Boston and Los Angeles. And nowadays, Motor Trend's headquarters is located in another part of the Los Angeles area, El Segundo. We only had 1 year of that during my tenure, but there's something cool about the state of California, and something very cool about the Los Angeles International Auto Show. It's the first show of the 2015 season, and joining us right now to tell us all about all the surprises, all the cool stuff, is a California boy himself. He is the head of consumer affairs, James Bell. Hey, James, welcome, and thank you very much for your time. James, are you with us?
Oh, yes, hello.
Okay, how are you, my friend?
Oh, yeah, I'm just fine, thank you.
Good, good. Enjoyed seeing you live and in person out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas not that long ago. And, of course, we've got the Detroit Auto Show coming up after the first of the year. But the eyes of the automotive world were firmly focused on the media days of the L.A. International Auto Show with a lot of big news and a lot of great reveals. Let's begin by telling everybody about the news at Cadillac. First, on the production side, a new V-Series from Cadillac in both coupe as well as sedan form. Tell us all about it, James.
Yeah, definitely. It was a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be even more fun to drive than it was even in to introduce the car. It was a lot of good noise for Cadillac from this. Basically, the ATS is our entry-level BMW 3 Series fighting machine. It's the smallest car in Cadillac's range, but it's also one of the lightest, most agile, athletic cars in the entire GM portfolio, for that matter. And it's already won numerous awards. It's done a great job in the dealerships. I think it's something like 60% of the buyers of the ATS are brand new to the Cadillac brand, and a vast majority of those are trading in Lexuses and BMWs and Infinities and so forth. So it's doing its job in the showroom. But if you really want to compete, if you really want to get in the face of the German imports, say the BMW M, the 3 Series or Mercedes or Audi, you need to have a high-performance version. You need to have one that really inspires that enthusiast passion. And so that's why we've done, as you said at the start here, the V treatment on the ATS in coupe and sedan fashion, now packing a twin-turbo, 455-horsepower V6 engine, Brembo brakes, Recaro seats, 6-speed manual or 8-speed paddle shift available, 8-speed automatic paddle shift, 0 to 16, 3.9 seconds, and, you know, okay, those are all great numbers. But then when you play into it, the fact that its base is, again, such a fun, athletic, and tossable car just in base trim, I think this ATS-V is just going to be a monster with all that additional power, and then, of course, things done to the suspension to make it even tighter.
Absolutely, and that's one thing we should really point out about all the experience that you guys have had with a decade-long series of V-series different models. Is that, you know, you've learned from experience, and unlike some of the other vehicles out there from other brands who have high-performance lines, it's more of a balanced vehicle, the V-series vehicles. Yeah. They don't only have that nice, powerful Uber engine, but they also have, like you say, great handling prowess and great braking capability.
That's right. Yeah, in fact, I was talking with one of the engineers, and he says the Brembo brake system that's on the ATS-V is, I think he said, it's produced some of the best stopping times of any car in General Motors history, other than the Corvette. And
wow,
that's pretty high praise for a family sedan, so to speak.
Absolutely, James, and it's a really cool looking vehicle too. Give our listeners a little bit of a verbal walk around the vehicle. It's definitely a lot more sportier than the base ATS, and has a number of different aerodynamic treatments and some other cool features on the exterior as well.
Yeah, I mean, not only does it have that swagger and that look that you would expect from, when BMW does the M treatment on their cars, or Mercedes-Benz rolls their cars through AMG land, and, you know, so it kind of takes on that different personality from a appearance perspective, bigger tires, little tighter, lower suspension, et cetera. But everything that you see that's different on the ATS-V compared to the ATS, it's not jewelry. It's all functional. It's just like the Corvette. You know, there's quite a few vents and scoops and so forth on the vet, and not a one of them isn't there for a reason. Same thing with this ATS. In fact, there's a venting system on the hood that, while it looks very, very cool, it actually produces a great amount of, reduces a lot of lift at high speeds. In fact, this car will do a top speed of 189 miles an hour, which is the fastest in its class. So it's a very functional, serious machine. And, of course, now it's the base, or the background car, if you will, for our new Le Mans Racing Series. So
yes,
it's going to be, yeah, it's good. That and the Corvette are going to be out taking on the world's best.
That's fantastic. I understand on display at the LA Auto Show, which is open right now to the public, is the all-new ATS VR race car. Tell us a little bit more about this particular offering.
Well, yeah, it's been homologated for just about, I think, if memory serves, every racing series around the globe. So we can, Cadillac has very big global aspirations. And so we think that this car the CTS-V race car has already been very successful and has done a lot for the Cadillac brand on a global basis, because it sounds mean. It does what people around the world expect from a big big block American car, to have that great exhaust note. In fact, quick story, one of my very good friends is from England, and he loves coming to the States and just standing in the street corner and listening to the way we tune our vehicles here. It gives him gives him goosebumps, and then usually when he hears something great coming, it's often a truck. this new race car is going to be something else.
Oh, great story, James. We're going to step aside, slide into pit row. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about Chevrolet and some really cool offerings. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away.
advice, a little laugh, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
So I'm down here in Orlando, Florida, presently residing, taking a few years away from my New England home base. Whether I end up going back to New England or on to California is yet to be determined. We're going to stay here a little while longer, but last night, I just saw a beautiful Corvette. It was just a base Corvette, And it was nighttime, and the silhouette of that vehicle with those LED signature lights around the front headlights, I mean, talk about an exotic car look, and I just love the look of that Corvette and love all the things that the Chevrolet division has been doing in recent times with the SS and the ZL1 and the Z28. And now in Los Angeles, James Bell is with us, by the way, the head of consumer affairs for GM. Chevy made some big news in L.A. I didn't realize that Los Angeles is the largest market for mid-size pickup trucks, and this is kind of an area that a lot of automakers have neglected in recent times.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you think about what's happened in that marketplace, it's been dominated by the Toyota Tacoma for quite a while, and that's really just the nature of the fact that Ford left the segment, Chevrolet and GMC left for a couple of years. Nissan hasn't done anything new with the Frontier in a very long time. So it was just kind of bequeathed, in a sense, to Toyota and their Tacoma. And they got away with murder a little bit because they, you know, for good reason, didn't put a lot of money into it because it was just selling as it was, just being kind of unique in the market. Well, we changed all that going back about 4 or 5 months now, when the first Chevy Colorados and GMC Canyons rolled off the line. And it's been a fantastic vehicle for us. It's really shaken up Toyota, shaken up this market, and I think it's shaken up a lot of people who thought if they need a truck that they immediately have to go look at the full-size trucks. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been a great reminder to people that, you know, a vehicle of this size and capability will do 90% of what you need to do. Plenty of towing, plenty of torque and grunt. I mean, it's really a lot easier to park and a lot easier on your wallet come getting fuel time. So it's just been fantastic. In fact, the day supply right now on the Colorado is about 9 days.
Oh,
now,
wow.
To put that in perspective, yeah, I mean, healthy is considered 60 days. So we are unhealthy in a very good way with this Colorado.
If you've got to be unhealthy, that's a good way to be unhealthy. Let's talk about the Chevrolet Colorado ZR2 diesel. This is a bold-looking truck with quite a beautiful power plant.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've announced that we're going to do a diesel option for the Colorado. It'll be out in about a year's time. But we turned our designers loose on the current Colorado and said, okay, if you wanted to make a really bitchin' one, you wanted to, you know, get it ready to go off-roading, give it that extra capability, that extra swagger and style that you see many times, as like you said, Bob, you and I were just out at SEMA, so we've seen what people do with their off-roaders and pickup trucks. And so we just made it a Chevrolet-sanctioned event, so to speak, and we put together this ZR2 concept truck. We mounted the diesel engine inside of it just to kind of remind people that that vehicle is going to be out soon, and it's going to be probably the hottest model, the best-selling model. It'll go from a 9-day supply to 1-day supply, I think, when that comes out. And so it was just a really cool introduction, and it kind of leads you towards, something that might be available in the very near future, if you know what I'm saying.
That sounds absolutely fantastic, and I would imagine this is going to be a growing segment, too, as more and more people take your advice. You know, there's a lot to be said about buying the full size, the 1500s, but in a lot of cases, you don't need that type of size or capability, especially if you're living in suburbia, or especially if you're perhaps using the vehicle as a daily driver back and forth to work yourself. These mid-size offerings just make so much sense, and I think you guys are really blazing a trail here with the offerings in the mid-size marketplace.
Yeah, well, if you remember when we first introduced the Colorado, I think it was at the LA Auto Show last year, I came back after the introduction was done, about an hour or so after the crowd had cleared, and there were quite a few groups of Asian engineers all starting to pour over that vehicle, and I think they realized that Chevy had come strong, and there's going to be some very good news about this truck in the very near future in regard to some awards that it's been winning. I am not at liberty to tell you now, but you'll hear about it soon.
Very good. Any other big stories from GM, or is everything now focused on the big North American show coming up in the Motor City after the first of the year?
Well, actually, no, there's just one more vehicle in L.A. that is a pure flight of fancy concept car. However, Bob, with your PlayStation and your copy of Gran Turismo, you could drive this concept car in the next 5 minutes if you wanted to.
Oh, cool. Tell us.
Called the Chaparral 2X Vision. And you know the Jim Hall's Chaparral?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, they were really the kind of instigators of using the air as an advantage in racing back in the late 60s and early 70s. You know, everybody else was just building bigger and faster motors. And they said, well, let's use the air instead of just pushing it out of the way with wings and ground effects and so forth. And so what we said was, okay, now what if Chaparral continued to evolve and create race cars now all the way up to year 2014? What might that look like? And so that is this Chaparral 2X Vision car that I said. It's the only one that exists on the planet there at the LA Auto Show. It doesn't really drive, but like I said, you can drive it on PlayStation right away if you're so inclined.
That's fantastic. And, of course, there are millions of fans of PlayStation, and no doubt that that's going to be a very, very, very cool thing that folks can add to their own personal PlayStation garage. Well, lots of great news out of the City of Angels from General Motors, and we really want to thank our great friend here, the head of consumer affairs for General Motors, James Bell, for taking us through the show. And of course, as I've mentioned a couple of times, we've got the big North American show happening after the first of the year. Their first of the year in the Motor City and Consumer Electronics Show, which always has an automotive presence, also coming up after the first of the year. And this is the kickoff of the 2015 auto show circuit. I can't believe it's here already, and we've got lots of great things. And definitely, James, you'll be back with us to give us updates. I get a lot of emails from folks about the Corvette Z06, wanting to know when the vehicle is going to be available. I know you guys, I believe, have more than 5,000 orders to date, but when will folks begin to see them on the highways? After the first of the year?
Just around now. We've fulfilled some early orders, got a couple of them out of the factory there in Bowling Green, but by January, it'll start to take over the road. And hey, Bob, real quick, I didn't realize you were in Orlando. I'm going to be there tomorrow, so I'll give you a call.
All right. Sounds great, James. Thank you so much. Looking forward to that. Thank you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow then, and we'll talk to you on air real soon. We've got lots more straight ahead, including some rare muscle cars. Don't go away. I'm Bob Lott.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I'll have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I'm so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We want to thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We had a trivia question left over for the from the previous hour of the broadcast to do with the number of Mustangs that have been sold since its debut in 1964. And we have a winner here. The gentleman's name is Scotty, and Scotty is in Missouri, and he's the person who has come the closest. So, Scotty, you're going to get a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and some wash drop samples. And he was only off by a couple hundred thousand. 9.2 million Mustangs have been sold since the car's 1964 debut. So congratulations to Scotty. Now we're going to shine a spotlight on some forgotten muscle cars with our good friend and regular contributor here to the broadcast, Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. Don, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Well, this is a great topic for today because there are a lot of vehicles that get overlooked. You know, we tend to talk about some of the same models, but you've come up with some real gems, beginning with the 1964 Studebaker Super Lark, and you're posing the question, this is the first of the muscle cars.
Right, yeah, as I was trying to figure out, you know, who might have had a muscle car that kind of slipped under the radar, and this was the first one that popped up, and some of the research literature was referring to this as possibly the first muscle car, although, you know, I could argue that it could be the 58 Chevrolet Impala with a 348 tri-power, but you know, I guess it's anyone's argument. But this was kind of a neat little car. It was Studebaker Lark, based off of, I believe, a Commander type of Studebaker Commander general car. It was made out of the South Bend plant, and they started it in mid-63, but ended the run in December 64 when they shut the South Bend down.
Wow. Let's talk about the engines. I understand initially there was a 289 that was available in two different configurations. One was called the R1 and the other one called the R2.
Right, yeah, there were 289, and I'm not sure if those were a modified Ford engine or not. There's some argument that they were, but I'd have to research it a little bit more. But the both had special camshaft, extra heavy bearings in them, and they were, you know, just a great little car for the time.
Absolutely, and pretty decent in the performance realm. I mean, the Paxton supercharger, which was on the R2, boosted the horsepower to 289, and that was the magic one-for-one formula from 289 cubic inches, so an inch of every inch of the cubic inches translating into horsepower. That was very cool years ago, and I believe this was the same engine that was used in the Avante, was it not, Don?
It certainly was. You know, the first Avantes were used in the same engine. The lesser horsepower R1 was putting out about 240, and of course this one supercharged was at the 289 mark. Both of them could be had with the BorgWarner 210 four-speed or a BorgWarner three-speed automatic.
Very cool. Definitely a stylish vehicle for its day, and certainly deserving of being on this list. Let's move up to the next vehicle that you've got on this list, and this is a vehicle that many of our younger listeners might not be familiar with. Has a cool name. It's called the AMC Rambler Marlin, and it was produced from 1965 to 1967. Tell us about this special Rambler.
Yeah, it was Rambler's answer to the Mustang and the Barracuda. They started out at a price range of about $3,063, and actually the second year they lowered the price to around $2,600. And of course that's the equivalent of $23,000 or $19,000 in American dollars, but still a pretty inexpensive car at the time.
Yeah, no, that was a good value to say the least. Not bad, and such a rarity for a vehicle to be introduced at one price and then be lowered the following year. That's kind of cool. I wish that happened today.
Yeah, same here, and that's why I thought it was worth mentioning. But the 65 and the 66 model years, it was basically the Rambler Classic, and it had a fastback look to it, but generally, the front end of it was the same as the Rambler Classic, which was, you know, quite common because you've seen the same thing with the 64 Barracuda. It had this, I'm trying to remember what the heck the Barracuda was based on, but it had the same front end as the base car, and it kept it that way until the 66 models. 67, they built it a little bit bigger, a little bit sturdier, and used the AMC Ambassador full-size chassis, and a little bit more horsepower V8 engine in it, and of course it had a little bit more interior room with mm-hmm. that model.
Let's go back to the 65 model. I understand there were a variety of different engines available.
Right. You know, prior to 1965, Rambler was kind of known as for their economy, more of a family car, inexpensive. They even made up funny songs about Ramblers back in the late 50s. So this was, you know, an introduction into the, I could probably say it was kind of skirting in the muscle cars at first. It was offered with the little 232, 155 horsepower six banger, but also had an option, a 287 engine and a 327 engine, and a 327 four-barrel engine. And that AMC or Rambler engine, don't confuse that with the Chevrolet 327. This was a totally different engine in those days. Later on, after I was thinking of another one, but basically, yeah, that's a different 327 than the Chevys.
That's good. How about transmission-wise? I understand there were also a number of different variants available back then as well.
In the 50s and 60s, and Rambler and Studebaker both were famous for the three-speed overdrives. You've seen that in quite a few of their cars for that extra gas mileage. But they also had a four-speed manual and a three-speed automatic, and they had a kind of an oddball combination with this three-speed standard transmission with the overdrive, and they call it shift command. And you could actually go from second gear low to second gear high to third gear low to third gear high. So basically, you had a choice of five forward gears on this thing. It was kind of an odd thing for the time.
Absolutely. Don Jones is with us from the oldcarguys.com telling us about some forgotten muscle cars, and we're focusing right now on a very special offering from Rambler, the Marlin. Certainly AMC, of course, is the parent company here, but when we look at the 1965 variant of the Marlin, it's got that Rambler nameplate on both the hood as well as the rear panel, and I understand this was kind of the American Motors answer to the Barracuda as well as the Mustang Fastbacks.
Right, yeah. In 65, it was referred to as the Rambler Marlin. 66, they identified just with Marlin. Then by 67, where they were changing the company name, it was called the AMC Marlin. So it had a bit of that transition going for it as well.
Sure, that only makes sense. We'll take a pit stop and then more forgotten muscle cars as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America, as well as GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here on Auto World. Star Billy F. Gibbons out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas signing autographs, and he was there with Pete Chapuris and some of his other buddies from the SoCal Speed Shop, the high-end shop there that builds some incredible hot rods. And Billy, as usual, was a pleasure to spend a few minutes with. We're talking about the Marlin, one of the forgotten muscle cars, according to our very special guest, Don Jones. He is the editor-in-chief, publisher of the oldcarguys.com, the very cool website, and also soon to be a radio feature and a down-the-road television show as well. And we're focusing on a number of different models. And before that hard network break, we're talking about the Marlin. And I think it's interesting to talk a little bit more about the Marlin, and in particular the design. I understand that the design was somewhat controversial. Tell us a little bit about the reaction to the 1967 Marlin as far as its overall look and as far as the reaction from some of the designers out there in the marketplace.
Well, we have one of the designers referred to it as an ugly mistake, and I think that designer went on to design the Jeeps when AMC was bought up by Chrysler. But other designers at AMC or Rambler thought it was a pretty decent car. I remember them when I was a kid. There were only one or two in the neighborhood, but I thought they were kind of a neat car. I kind of liked them because they seemed to have more room inside of them than the Mustang or the Barracuda. And I kind of thought that maybe it was time for AMC to start coming up with a more sporty car that could compete with some of these other cars that are out there with the Fords and the Chevys and whatnot. And there are some people that kind of thought that the Marlin was actually the predecessor or or was copied into the Dodge Charger, and even though that that's been denied, but there is an awful lot of similarity between the two.
Yeah, that's a really good point. when you look at some of the vehicle appointments and options on the vehicle, it had a lot of cool stuff. I mean, it had deluxe exterior trim, inside individual reclining front seats. That was big news for 1965. Front and rear center armrests, if you check the box that gave you bucket seats. And even the dashboard was trimmed with what they call engine-tuned aluminum. I remember having a Mustang that had that years ago. And also on the leading edge of safety, retractable front seat belts were optional.
Yes, they were. This is still a time when seat belts and other devices were still being somewhat considered as racing equipment. They were just, at that time, making a big entrance into automobiles. Having something, a feature like being retractable was a very good thing to have. If any of our listeners can remember way back when you didn't have that option, and you're always slamming the door on the seatbelt when you got in and out.
Yeah, that's very true. And in addition to the reclining bucket seats, so this, again, was big news for 1965 and certainly helped a lot of folks in the area of protecting their neck and not getting potentially whiplash if, God forbid, they got hit from behind. But the reclining bucket seats could be ordered with headrests. And, again, we take these things for granted today, but going back to 1965, this was cutting-edge stuff.
Yeah, yes, it was. I remember back in those days when we were buying cars, older cars, and, you know, going down to the local auto parts dealer and buying these add-on type of headrests, thinking that they were cool and adding safety to the car. But actually, they just were not stable enough to be of any significant safety value.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is that AMC was one of the first companies in America to offer front disc brakes on their cars. So remember, we had a lot of thought when it came to safety. Very, very anti-racing in those days, and it really took the next year or so before they started recognizing that they were going after this new younger market, particularly a lot of guys coming back from Vietnam that we're looking for something fast and sporty. And then, you know, by 66, they upped the size of the engine, upped the horsepower a little bit to a 343, 280 horse. And a lot of the AMC dealerships have started doing dealership-sponsored racing programs.
That's cool and really ironic in 2014, 2015. You know, when such activity is never even talked about at the dealership level, but ironically, lots of people are bringing their vehicles to tracks today. But that's really cool that the dealers actually sponsored these racing events.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there was a few of them out there.
And yep. It looked like, for the most part, that this the Marlin, when you look back at its history, you know, it, like a lot of vehicles, you know, had both ups and downs, but by the time it was discontinued in 1967, it paved the way for the very successful 1968 AMC Javelin.
Absolutely. Yeah, there were only a little over 17,400 Marlins built over that three-year run, but they did introduce the AMC into the muscle car era. And they helped AMC make around $40 million in profit by the time their run was over in 67. So they had a lot to do with supercharging the company, if not the car.
Absolutely. Let's talk about another forgotten muscle car. This one ran from 1964 through 1971. It was called the Cyclone from Mercury. And it kind of started its life as a Mercury Comet, but it was significantly different from the Comet.
Right, yeah, it was. It It was obviously sportier. It featured a little 289, 210 horsepower engine when it came out in 64. I would suppose you could probably say it was Mercury's rendition of the Mustang as well. It seemed like the big three were in competition with themselves sometimes within their product line to come up with a similar car, and maybe a few dollars or a few hundred dollars difference in the prices between the Ford Mustang and the Mercury Comet and whatnot. But it turned into to a muscle car and a pretty quick muscle car in its own right over its run.
From its start in 64, it really upped the ante significantly for model year 1965.
Right, it did. It had a four-barrel version of the 289, but with only 200 horsepower. It had a nicer dress-up kit and more features in the handling package and in the trim and in the grill. So it started coming along by 65. By 66, they were coming out with a GT hardtop, and 66 they went under some pretty decent body changes, and they did some like sculpturing type of design that ran the length of the car, and they based the body more on the Ford Fairlane models. And that year was the first year they introduced the 390 into the car.
And that 390 power plant was definitely one to be reckoned with.
Absolutely. They offered in three horsepower varieties. They call it like the 390Y, the H. The one that would really be the one they have would be the 390S, and that was putting out 335 horsepower, which was pretty standard among the engines that were running around that 400 cubic inch size back in those years.
Yeah, definitely. That was a real significant amount of horsepower. And this GT with the 390S model code came with some pretty other cool items, including a fiberglass hood, and the hood had scoops and several other performance options. We're definitely going to have to continue this discussion perhaps next week or real soon here on Auto World, but they're chasing us out the door for this hour, Don.
All right, buddy.
All right, everybody, check out theoldcarguys.com. Check out my website, too, autoworldradio.com. I'm Bob Watt.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.